We're standing amidst a bunch of clowns in multicolor wigs with a banner that says resist. Some trash is being tossed around. We're marching around Vine, 13th Street in downtown Philadelphia. Helicopters, at least five or six helicopters. Somebody in a top hat. People in various
costumes.
I see wigs. I see a wizard. Somebody in an evening gown.
Since the Columbine Massacre.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we're here today. We're trying to protest violence against clowns.
What if the clown is in a Republican suit and all you can do is laugh?
Ha! Ha ha! And that's what we're good at. We just look at them
and
laugh even harder.
Sankofa, do you think that Mumia still has an opportunity to beat the hangman here? George Bush.
His hangman is Governor John Ridge and the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police. I certainly hope he does, because if he goes, it could be worse than what happened after the Rodney King verdict. It's known all over the world, and there's many, many more people in his position, but he is the best known. So, all we got to do is keep fighting.
Some people in black evening gowns with wads of play money stuffed all around it, various types of like formal wear.
Keep the quo status.
Bush Gore, we don't care who you vote for. We've already bought them. The billionaires for Bush or Gore have come out today to get out from behind the tinted windows of our chauffeured-driven limos, and we're leaving the seats of our cushy yacht clubs to come out and talk about corporate influence over governments. We think that's wonderful. Over 50 companies have given over $50,000 to both the Democrats and the Republicans to ensure that when November rolls around, our interests will be represented no matter who wins. And my name is Maya Cash, and I'd just like to tell you that these elections have been brought to you by Maya Cash.
Oh, fuck, they're moving. Oh, he's fucking
taking. Now we've turned back up and heading towards that was Jello Biafra, by the way.
Circle here.
We made a big circle around City Hall, and we're back to where we started. And there is about, 30 cops on bicycles. Pardon me. And we're heading up towards City Hall. As you can hear, I'm sure, there's at least three or four or five helicopters directly above us. Yeah, there's large numbers of people, and it seems to be a long, spread-out march. A lot of young people running a lot faster than I'm capable of right now in this 89-degree Philadelphia summer afternoon.
It's not cool like in New York. See, there's a lot of people ahead of us.
Yeah, there's a huge number of people ahead of us, actually. As usual. Now we can catch up. We'll be up in the front. And we're catching up with the march. Cherry and Broad Street, the traffic's been blocked. And there's a limousine with Mumia, Free Mumia stickers. Somebody just stuck all over this long black limo. police trying to clear a way through Broad Street. People are have a police do not cross ribbon stretched out across the street. Bemused spectators in the on the street looking on. Of welcoming of the Republican National Convention and all the windows of the businesses around town. But here, right here at the at City Hall, the corner is a huge crowd of people. It's a very large crowd of people. Look, somebody. Oh, the cars are being tied together, and one Philadelphia city vehicle has class war spray painted along the side of it.
And they also crashed.
And the back window is smashed. And there's just like string and twine tying together all the cars that are stopped at the right at the corner of Arch and Broad, like on Broad heading right up towards the City Hall here. And now I'm here on the corner right by City Hall, and there's a very large crowd of people here. And an unpermitted protest against the war on drugs and et cetera. For freedom for Mumia. All right, the strings are like been stretched along the street. Right, it looked, they look like police tape, but it says Mumia 911.
What's up, man? Where you guys from?
Massachusetts.
Western Mass.
And they have a string has been used to tie together cars.
Mass action!
Yeah, keep hey.
Who's street?
A barricade of string, red and yellow string and lavender and pink streamers and a yellow plastic Mumia 911 tape have been used to totally box all four sides.
Duct tape!
Now duct tape is coming out. The duct tape is coming out. And
where's Tom?
Traffic has been blocked at all four intersections here at Broad and Archer Street. Police are starting to move into the middle of the box, a bit perplexed by it all.
You're good.
Here we are. No, this way. Yeah, here we go. There we are looking at, now hold it down further. Hit like that, yeah. Now stop.
Bang!
Now hit it, okay.
Oh, heads up.
Whoa! Heads up, guys.
String is being stretched across the streets, across Archer, across Broad. This is a major intersection, a block away from Philadelphia City Hall, right in the middle of the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Yet another large group has is down the other side of the street. Circle A anarchist symbols have been spray painted along the wall. Along
Free Mumia,
Free
Police.
Right along Thomas Paine Plaza. Thomas Paine would probably be proud. And now we're coming up to the corner.
A large group of people here.
Yeah, very large group of people here. I can see police are using the YMCA, which is... Right in the area here, it's a building right here in the middle of the block. Police are using it as a headquarters. Yeah, I see a fire. There's a fire burning, small fire burning in the middle of the intersection. Ah, it's an American flag that's burning, yes. Two American flags burning in the street right now. We're at the corner of 15th Street and Archer. And there's a large American flag, two of them burning in a fairly large bonfire. Get right up close. Get it from the other side so you see the cameras. Get it from the other side looking that towards this way. And we're here, the police are riding their bicycles now around the fire. And we're here at the corner of 15th and Archer. It looks like another crowd of people marching that way at the next corner. Very large group of people marching. Every corner there's just more people. And look, four police on horseback, bicycles, about 100 of them.
Yep. Let's go! Watch your back. Yeah.
That's a phalanx of police on motorcycle. What's that? Let's go. Whoa, horse is coming now behind the bikes. It's the 7th Cavalry. Somebody should be whistling that tune, right? Waltzing Matilda, wasn't that the... Doing? Good to see you. So what's been happening? My hands are about full, but this is Johnny.
Are you, you know, Johnny?
Yeah. We met.
Yeah.
Hi.
So what's been happening?
It's just so far random street demonstrations, it looks like. There were lockdowns at some of the hotels that I heard about, but someone told me only about 25% of them went off as planned, and then starting around 4 o'clock was the Mumia March, you know, but that was led by the Stalinist Workers' World. And they just kind of marched around a little. There was a little bit of tear gassing on one of the side streets. And then they kind of, after about an hour and a half, hour or so, they just petered out and they set up camp next to the RCP, the Maoists. So it's kind of amusing, kindred spirits. And now the anarchists are just running around causing a lot more trouble.
I see a crowd, the police are heading down this way. Is that just a side march? It seems like there's several different marches.
That's the main march right there. The police have been really restrained, which is not surprising. Like, I heard a lot of people predicting a lot of violence, but I was like, nah, that's crazy, because I've watched enough presidential campaigns to know the last thing either the Republicans or the city wants is a repeat of what happened in Seattle or D.C. But the thing is, as someone pointed out, you know, like, we're only going for a slice when we could have taken the whole loaf. We could have been a lot more disruptive because the cops are not really cracking heads that much. You know, they're definitely under orders. Like someone was telling me, they saw a protester just lying in the middle of the street. There was a cop over him calling for a supervisor. You know, they couldn't even deal with them themselves. You know, it shows, like, you know, how the whole command structure has, like, relayed the notion, don't do anything, you know. Don't do anything that's going to show, like, pitch street battles on the evening news.
So the main march, do you know where they're heading?
They're just going around. They're making it up as they go along. It's pretty funny. Like, I was down north of City Hall, and they couldn't decide which way to go, and at one point they're going in like three different directions. You know, I don't think there's anything more chaotic in nature than organized anarchists. But they're great.
For a while, people are just going to keep this up until they get tired of doing it.
Yeah, I think so. And as you can see, it looks like there's also some side marches. Like, there, you know, there's a black block, but there's also the clown block.
I saw the clown.
Yeah, they're it's, yeah.
And the billionaires for Bush.
Yeah, it's some good street theater out there.
Right.
But it is amusing because, of course, it's the anarchists in the street. And like I said, the Stalinists and Maoists are just on the sidewalk.
Right. Well, you know, they're getting a little older, you know. Need to let the kids get in there, get in their licks.
Well, cool. Thanks a lot. We're just going to wander around and get some more sound. So yeah. We'll see you later. Probably see you around. Yeah. You want to follow? I bet.
Well.
Wait a sec.
I try not.
Oh, the cloud is acrid, thick smoke. I don't even know what's causing it. Oh, I see. They shot a fire extinguisher on the burning American flag, I think. Yeah, here comes police on motorcycles and bicycles. And sort of a phalanx down the street. The police are walking their bicycles. Other ones are, a few other cops in white shirts are up here trying to clear the intersection. And, few police cars and school buses. They have two big yellow school buses loaded, I think, with police, followed by a whole line of vans and police cars and motorcycles. And that is a classic confrontation across 15th and Archer. Police just gave the order to move. Now they're crossing. They're bringing together like in a big line. About 20 cops on motorcycles, five backed by about four or five cops on bikes. Now they're using their motorcycles as they've never seen this before. They're lining them up like a wall, like a bicycle wall in front of them, perpendicular to their line of travel. The police. A huge crowd is on the municipal services building terrace, which is about 10 or 12 feet above the sidewalk level. A large number of people, several hundred people, it looks like at least, are gathered there.
There's a big banner at the end of the street now that says, "Stop the Texas Killing Machine." They're coming towards the police as the police go towards them.
The cops have basically cleared the street and line of police.
20 police vehicles are just slamming right through the intersection on Archer. Let's go down 15th Street, follow the one way, see what's happening. And people have just filled up the street again. There's a line of police blocking the street, the sidewalk.
Stop this,
banner saying "Stop the Texas Killing Machine," held up by a guy in a clown suit and a couple of hippies, is blocking about 20 or so riot police. 20 or so riot police. Looks like they're not even arresting the guy, though. They have him totally backed.
Pinned him against the car.
Yeah, they got him pinned against the car. And he's a nonviolent hippie guy in a red wig and clown nose.
Clown.
In the street.
The cops. I don't have a camera, so I have to go with your description.
Oh, real clowns. They wear blue. They have funny hats and sticks, and they're trying to hit people.
And what were they saying to you?
Well, they actually said, get out of the street or we'll hit you with our batons.
But you're wearing a red wig and you have a big red nose.
You're right.
And that didn't have a $100 bill hanging out of the
That didn't dissuade them at all.
Didn't dissuade them. What's your name?
It's Clown War out here, I tell you. Clown War.
Where are you from?
What are you Billy Club? Then take off your helmets and join us! What are you Billy Club? Take off your helmets and join us!
This is in direct violation of the freedom to assemble!
Have you ever read the Constitution?
We have the freedom to assemble! Look at you all!
Why is it divide and conquer? Why?
To attack us!
Throw down your Billy Clubs in the helmets and join us!
We're documenting everything!
Join us! 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 Join us!
Do better than we did in trying to protect Shaka. 15.
well, we're going to have to do better. Shaka's case is a wake-up call for the forces of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Mumia's support was behind Shaka, but the support for Mumia is substantially larger. But the opposition is larger as well. Shaka did not have a funded national campaign by the Fraternal Order of the Police to see to it that he was executed. In Texas, you don't need that. But I'm not sure Pennsylvania is much different after all. Governor Ridge here in Texas is trying to be a national figure. He wanted to be the vice presidential candidate. He's a young man. I'm sure he doesn't consider his political career over. So we face very formidable opposition in Mumia's case. But hopefully our strength and our support network is up to it as well.
What do you have to say to the presidential nominee, the Republican nominee here, George Bush, especially after that show yesterday, last night, where they had such liberal, they were calling for an end to building prisons. It sounded like the Green Party.
I'm sorry, someone called for an end to building prisons?
Yes,
at the
Colin Powell called for an end and gave a left-leaning, left-liberal sort of speech. It was funny. It was actually so out of place, everybody was laughing about it.
Well, they bring Colin Powell to the forefront every 4 years, and he makes a speech. But I don't think they consult Colin Powell on issues like criminal justice and prison building. It's refreshing, and it's nice that Colin Powell says those things. Unfortunately, it's all cosmetic and it's used propagandistically, but I don't think it's fooling anyone.
Are you going to be out in Los Angeles for the Democratic
Convention? Yes, I intend to be there as well. And speaking of the strength of the movement, the Democratic Party has consistently now stood for the death penalty in lockstep with the Republicans. But at this year's platform, even the Democratic Party was forced to add to the platform, after it suggested its support for capital punishment, that it feels that those who are challenged with a death penalty prosecution are entitled to effective assistance of counsel, and they also called for a full and fair review of their cases. That's a shift. So even the Democratic Party had to move in response to the movement for a moratorium.
Now, Mrs. Faulkner is speaking tonight, or last night, or
tonight. I understand she is.
Tonight, she's going to address the convention.
Yes.
Is that a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. She has worked the political vineyards for a long time. She has used widowhood for her own ends. She has worked closely with the police and the police union. I'm not at all surprised. I think it's where she ideologically belongs.
Thank you very much.
Sure. So let's go across the street, maybe over to that vendor place wherever.
How you doing, man? Phalanx of police, riot police in helmets are now heading along 15th toward a crowd of protesters that are in the intersection of JFK Boulevard and 15th Street. Now they're sort of waiting at the entrance to the intersection while basically a crowd of peaceful protesters are milling about on all four corners. The police now are sort of like running up. They're running into a phalanx line, sort of like a T formation. Classic T formation. They have the riot batons at hand. And they're waiting for their orders.
Okay.
flashing handcuffs at the ready among the officers in the T, the leg of the T. They do the arrests. Now people are in the streets. Basically, a group of protesters from the International Action Center have now come and filled, or are beginning to fill, the intersection. In the intersection, surrounded by cameras, talking on his cell phone. He's wearing a customer. Some guy lying down in the middle of the street, I don't know, he looks like he's got a heat prostration. No, it looks like he's sick. Walk over here. The intersection is pretty much full of people. The police seem to be getting ready to move through the intersection. I just crossed it diagonally. Police are moving in closer to the protesters. They're entering the middle of the intersection. In the middle, there's a number of television cameras running. I'm walking behind the police. They've entered the center of the intersection.
Yeah, yeah. For this?
Right.
Jerk.
Yeah, we're going to get hit with shit.
A number of people are sitting down in the middle of the street.
Joined arms in the center, so standing up.
It's a civil disobedience in the middle of the street. Police are shoving protesters up onto the street corner. Oh, now the cops have arrested somebody. Nightsticks are out. Always look behind you. Always have your way out assured.
Tanya! Tanya!
Let's go this way.
Get it going! Get it going!
Now they're surrounded by photographers. There's a larger crowd of photographers than police and protesters almost.
Is there anyone in the club?
Excuse me.
No justice!
Look at that guy to the ground! Get a picture of it! Cameras roll! Cameras roll!
Can I ask you why you're holding this sign, particular sign here?
Here?
Yeah, why did you choose this location to hold this particular sign?
I don't know. We just like the spot. There's lots of people. And, you know, sometimes people need to see what abortion is really like.
What is it? You know, people might listen to this on my radio show in New York.
Okay.
What's the sign about? What is it that you're holding?
Well, in the picture you can see a baby's head being held by some pair of tweezers. And you can tell that almost all his head was formed. And they chopped him off somewhere around the bottom part of his jaw, so you can see his hair, his little eyes, and it almost looks like he's crying. But all you're holding really is his little skull, and when babies get aborted, they basically get chopped off into pieces, and this is what comes out through the little vacuum cleaner that they clean it out with.
Right, now I noticed a number of other slogans on one of your signs I saw.
Yes.
Talking about basically a raft of people you would consider sinners.
Well, we are Christians, and we believe in the Bible. And the Bible is very clear on who is going to go to hell if they do certain things in this earth. And if you don't repent, you're going to go to hell. And some of the people that we have in the banners, while they were on earth, they lived lives that were very simple. And so you judge them by their fruit.
Who are they? What are the names?
Well, the people we have in here, in this one, in this specific banner, I have Tupac on here, who sang a lot about drugs and, you know, cursed every other word and got killed, and everybody knows that there's a speculation about why he was killed, and it's between the rivalry of the two, you know, the two sides of rappers.
And who else do you have there? I didn't even read it.
Here I don't have anybody else. Okay. And here I just have
fornicators and drunkards who will join Tupac in hell. What's a fornicator and a drunkard?
A fornicator is one who has intercourse out of wedlock.
It's a drunkard.
A drunkard is someone who gets drunk.
Even if they drink a little bit?
You get drunk, you're a drunkard.
How about an Italian or...
Sometimes you gotta lie to be a liar.
What about, like, you know, an Italian family or a French family?
If they're
drunk,
they're going to hell. So priests go to hell if they get drunk, too.
So you're saying that a Frenchman, somebody in France who has a culture where drinking wine is accepted...
Drunken is a sin, yeah. It's so, as bad as lying or stealing.
France is a Christian country.
No.
It's not.
France is a very ungodly country. They're Catholic.
How about
Catholic and Christian are different. You can't put them together. Catholicism is a lot of false teaching, not in the Bible. Christians follow the Bible. Catholics follow the Pope. Catholics follow the Pope. We follow the Bible.
Wasn't it King Henry VIII, though, who divorced his wife?
Yeah, he did.
And the Catholic Church didn't like that.
No, they didn't.
Who was right?
Divorcing his wife was wrong. I mean, Catholics aren't always... No, you're in trouble, buddy. You're in big trouble.
Where are you from? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Let me ask your name. Steve.
My name is Diana Harrison.
We're just going closer.
And where are you from? What's your...
Philadelphia.
And what's your organization called? Do you have a name for it or anything?
Well,
or are you just independent?
He's with Philadelphia, with Victory Outreach Center. That's his ministry, and I'm kind of an associate of them and friends of them. So.
Thank you very much.
This guy is like dying to talk on the radio because he heard abortionists getting
up. Provides food to demonstrations and cultural events. They've been staying out in West Philly. It's fairly, you know.
And where have you been staying since then?
There's a shelter that would hold about 300 people that have been opened up for protesters.
How's that been?
Really cool.
They
you
got
know.
Showers and stuff?
Oh yeah, they got showers. Yeah. Yeah.
Great, nice. And so how's the protest been? You've escaped arrest?
So far, so good.
What's it been like compared to... I know you're really... Both you guys are real veterans of this kind of thing. What's been happening?
Well, it hasn't been as heavy as D.C. It's like they made a conscious political decision to try not to have a lot of bloody arrest on film. They did, say, however, move in about 2 hours before things started, say, and raided the puppet center where all the props were being made. Again, a replay of D.C. Yeah.
That happened a few days ago.
No, it happened this morning.
Oh, again they did it.
Yeah, they just did it to us this morning to about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Did they try and grab the puppets?
They did. They rolled in with 100 cops and have kept the building surrounded. We parked a car against the door, and they hadn't actually gotten in as of the time that I'd left, but there was no way out.
Oh, really? Did they arrest people?
They had arrested one person that was yelling at them and stuff, but everybody in the house has refused to come out. They kept it locked. It's under siege when I left.
Oh, really? So they're still inside there. Is that why there's no puppets here today?
Yeah, they surrounded the center where the puppets were being made and stored.
Well, they've been targeting those puppets. What do you think they got about those puppets?
Terrorist puppets. Goddamn terrorists, those puppets.
Yeah. So what? Tomorrow's the big day when George W. Makes his acceptance speech. Is it going to be a disruption attempts or anything like that?
Yeah, there's been talk of direct action and attempt to shut it down.
Well, good luck, y'all.
Yep, take care.
And even if it's golf, Dr. Wilson good did when he dropped the bomb. Moms lost their kids, their kids lost their mom. That problem was more than to kill innocent black kids. You want to know the truth, that's what a black man did. Black people hate each other, you know what I'm saying? They put each other in jail and put cuffs on each other's head. Black cops caught him on the criminal when they bombed her. Her and my family doing a Mexican massacre and put her in jail. They convicted her for riot. They wanted to go further than that. They didn't dare try it. May 13th, black should have been outraged. Mamona should have been free. Instead, she got caged. The people that saw it should have pushed for more. It's just them should have gave justice like they claim they're here for. You want to know the truth? Listen up. Listen up. There ain't no justice in it just because the system is corrupt. Let me give you some example of how the system works.
How you doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything under control here?
Everything is under control here.
Can you help us out and keep things under control?
He's the one with the permit.
Okay. All right.
He's the one with the permit here.
Just help us out, all right? Appreciate it.
What's that? Jeff over here.
And over here. This man has the permit. What's up?
I'm talking to Karen Simmons. She's about to come back. Karen Simmons, counsel to the commissioner. She's about to come back over. So we're trying to talk about that right now.
What's happening? Everybody's blocked in here.
Right, that's what we're trying to work out right now.
Yeah, we're trying to get people out.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where would you want to get at? Where do you want to get out at? And we'll work with you. So, you know, we're not trying to hold anybody captive here.
Okay, what we need to do is get with the organizers and find out what's going on.
I've got the permit.
Karen Simmons.
Nobody's challenging about the permit. This lady has concerns about getting everybody out safe. That's what we're trying to do.
No. Right. Karen Simmons is coming right back. We're negotiating right now.
Okay. This guy's all right with you?
He's the one of the lawyers.
Yeah. He's all right with you?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll stay with him then, all right?
Okay. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Sally. How you doing?
You missed some shit over there, Paul.
No, I was over there for a lot of it.
Did Keith and Vine?
Oh, yeah. What happened over there?
The police are just kicking ass, man.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
They were chasing demonstrators, and then there was massive police on bicycles and cars. They were driving them through the street where the people were. People started throwing plastic bottles at the police car, and then somehow the police car's tire was punctured. And then the police just went crazy and threw demonstrators on the floor, two of them on one person. They were throwing bikes on people. They took this one medic. She got her head caught in the bicycle. Then they arrested her, and she's screaming, "They're arresting me because I'm a medic. I was trying to help." One guy might have been unconscious. They wouldn't let anybody near him. It was very violent. They were using the bicycles, which were Raleigh heavy bicycles, and there was a massive amount of them. They were using them to push the demonstrators back like shields and using them as weapons against the demonstrators. It was very rough. They were pushing back medics, lawyers, journalists, and the demonstrators. They were very rough. I have it on mini disc. That happened about 45 minutes ago at 18th and Vine.
So we're going to hear the tape on your show?
Yeah, and some on the news tomorrow.
National local.
Local.
Country in the Western world, in this city that has a bigger death row than most states of this country.
I found that it is not only difficult to leave this block, it is also extremely difficult to come back to this block. So what we're trying to do is, as we wrap up, we are going to try to get it cleared so that we can actually cross the street in the city of Philadelphia without getting knocked down, beaten up. So apparently the struggle still goes on. And I just want to say that I want to commend the courageous actions of the hundreds of people who took to the streets today to say, enough is enough! No more violence! No more killing! No more policies of death! No execution for Mumia! No executions at all! The executioner's ball has been crashed! And I just want to say, on a very personal note, as you may recognize, I am an old man. In fact, today I turned 35, so I want to say thank you for helping make this the best birthday I've had so far. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, our man Jeff! Happy birthday to you! I would like the volunteers from Philly Freedom Summer to gather up here at my left, towards the stage, your right.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Ty will be glad to talk to you. Come right now.
Is this a permanent rally in the end, or was this no permit for this?
It doesn't have time right now. There was a permit for this.
Oh, there was. So they did give a permit in the end.
They gave a permit, yes.
When was it granted?
They issued the permit last week.
I see. Now, what
with a condition. The condition originally was, apparently when the, from my understanding, when the press got word that there was a permit issued, when the press found out, the city found out, they were concerned about it. So they limited it to 150 people. However, that was contingent upon Jeff Garris, who is the person who applied for the... Yeah, there was.
Who are you, sir?
I'm Paul Hitznecker. I represent the Pennsylvania abolitionists against the death penalty.
Okay, you're a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Sir, isn't it against the law for them to threaten or to make threats and to engage in that kind of inflammatory, threatening speech?
Well, I think we have a First Amendment which protects your right as a reporter to report the news, and it protects every individual to stand on the street and
but
voice
the
their...
First Amendment
excuse
does
me,
not
you want me, do you want an answer? Do you want
it?
An answer?
I mean, you tell me, you're
sir,
a lawyer.
Sir, do you want an answer? I've given you an answer.
Okay.
The First Amendment is a dead piece of paper unless people get in the streets and they exercise their First Amendment rights. And that's what happened here. That's exactly what happened here.
But, sir,
and there's always going to be
attention. Are they not egging on violence up there? Are they not egging them on?
No, I think what's happening here is people are expressing their opinions and viewpoints.
What's
and
your when media, by the way? Where are you from? We're from the National Rifle Association.
And when there's political dialogue, it figures. When there's political dialogue in this country, that's healthy. That's healthy. When there's attempts to disrupt dialogue and to destroy dialogue, that's when it becomes dangerous.
It is against the law to threaten a police officer, though, is it not? Tell me something. Which is more important, the Second Amendment or the First Amendment? They're both important, and it doesn't seem like there's any respect for the second, the First or the Second Amendment here, because the First Amendment prohibits anybody making any violent speech or any violent threats. That's on the ACLU's card.
I'm sorry,
NECKER.
Thanks, Paul.
Anybody else?
Thank you.